Peter Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about
settling the debate over the origin of Australian Aboriginals. The largest study of their genome shows they are one big family. Elizabeth Finkel reports in a Cosmos magazine, December to January 2017. Okay, I'm missing a little bit here. I'm just going to read it as it is. Is that evidence of multiple waves of migration or is that evidence of multiple waves of migration or a single group evolving in response to a challenging environment? Now, the first major study of DNA of 83 Australian Aborigines appeared to settle the argument. The genetic evidence show Australia was only peopled once, said anthropologist Darren Curnow at the University of New South Wales. The study published in Nature September was led by David Lambert, the Australian Research Centre for Human Evolution at Griffith University in Queensland, and Elsk Wilkeshev at the Natural History Museum of Denmark in collaboration with 76 international colleagues, including Aboriginal elders. Until now, the genetic studies to trace the origin of Australian Aborigines proved an incomplete picture by analysing sections of the Y chromosome or mitochondrial DNA. While they generally hinted at a single origin, one study did suggest a later arrival of East Indians. To get the full picture requires reading every one of the 6 billion letters of the human genome, a much more expensive and technically demanding exercise. Before the study, only 3 full genomes had been read. A current project originated with the request from the Aboriginal elders at Cape York in Northern Australia who wanted to know if their ancient skeleton was kin. They approached researchers at Griffith University who had a collaboration with Wilkeshev, an expert in ancient human DNA. Ultimately, the project expanded to address the origin of modern Australian Aboriginals. Researchers reconstructed the genetic family tree by tracing variations in the DNA code. They showed that Australian Aborigines represent one big family and more closely related to people from Papua New Guinea highlands, 25 of whom included into the study. The analysis showed the family tree split 37,000 years ago, even though the two land masses remained connected until about 10,000 years ago. The group's common ancestors were among the first modern humans to leave Africa, journeying across the Middle East and Asia, crossing the sea between the islands of the Indonesian archipelago, and then perhaps casting off from Timor into the deep blue to arrive at the fringes of Shoal, a combined Australian-New Guinean landmass, so it's S-H-A-U-L. So was the first wave of migration out of Africa the same that populated Eurasia? To find out, two other papers published in the same issue of Nature explored the ancestral relationship between diverse populations of Eurasia, Australia and New Guinea. They came to different conclusions, possibly because they had each had access to a very small and different set of Australian Aboriginal genomes. One of the papers whose lead authors include Harvard's David Reich, the Max Planck Institute Savant Pablo suggests a single group left Africa about 60,000 years ago and then parted ways to found the population of Eurasia and Shahul, S-A-H-U-L. Their study, known as the Simons Genome Diversity Project, was based on data from 142 populations. The other paper, led by researchers from the Estonian Biocentre, and Wilkeshev compared the DNA of 148 populations. They conclude that Shahul's founders probably left Africa in an earlier wave about 75,000 years ago. That interpretation would help explain why, of any modern population, Papuans and Australian Aboriginals have the highest percentage of Neanderthal and Denisonian DNA, even though these archaic humans who lived in Asia and Europe never made it to Shahul. If the ancestors of the Aboriginals and the Papuans left Africa earlier, the timing would have been better to encounter these groups. Another controversy relates to how the Aboriginal language group known as Pamanyagun came to dominate Australia about 6,000 years ago. Lambert and Wilkeshev say the DNA tells the tale. Tracing the DNA signatures, they find a small population from the northeast dispersed to other parts of the country about 10,000 years ago. and may have taken the language with them. Alan Cooper, director of the Australian Centre of Ancient DNA in Adelaide, remains unconvinced by the evidence. There's still a lot to debate, he says. That's the end of the article. Another podcast, another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.